the major challenge that we face is that people don't believe that we're nonpartisan because the issue is so partisan. Because voter access is perceived as something that benefits Democrats. So even though we have a reputation for calling out folks from both sides of the aisle, and really, you know, before the Republicans came into power in 2010, we were only calling out Democrats because they were the ones who were in power. And so the campaign finance violations that were documented were campaign finance violations by Democrats. When safety registration was passed in 2007, there were Democrats that Democracy North Carolina had to convince to pass the law. Who, you know, really what same-day registration represents is the power of the electorate, the power of the people. Because without same-day registration, you know before voting starts who your pool of people are. You know who's eligible to vote. You know who you can move. Same-day registration means that pool can change, that pool can shift. It represents unpredictability in elections and in democracy. And so that's scary for anyone who's trying to win elections. They, you know, if you're trying to count up exactly who's going to win or how many votes you need to win, then you don't want that number to change and you don't want, you know, the unpredictability. So, but that's not how it's seen, and that hasn't been the tone of the effort. I mean, what's happening in North Carolina is happening nationally. It's what's really happening in the Southeast. It started in 2010 with a midterm election, and all of this was partisan. I mean, unfortunately, the Republican Party seems to be the party of reducing voter access, and it hurts voters of both parties. I mean, despite the sense that same-day registration is for Democrats, early voting is for Democrats, that only Democrats don't have IDs. it's not true. You know, again, when we answer the hotline, we take calls from voters, any voter, right? And so all voters are affected. Any person might not have their registration up to date. I think, you know, the big challenge is just the partisan nature of our democracy. So it's a game of one-upmanship, really. And there's not a lot of desire to level the playing field, to make it little d democratic on either side. But what we are seeing, I think, is just that there's a real fear of the demographic changes that are happening. And so there's a fear that if everyone votes,